what does Kentucky stand to lose in this?
Well, 2013 is shaping up to be a bad year for a good idea in Kentucky and across the nation. And by that, I mean that good ideas in science and how to cure and prevent disease and disability, just a lot of those good ideas are not going to get funded this year. Kentucky stands to lose at least $7 million in research funding, that's taxpayer-supported medical research, largely from the National Institutes of Health. And it could stand to lose much more, because in addition to the 5% across-the-board cut that sequestration represents and has already taken place, it may not be the last of the cuts, because the House of Representatives' current appropriations bill that they have laid out, not passed yet, but laid out, proposes almost another 20% cut for programs like medical research. That's on top of sequestration, and that would start in October of this year that we're in now, 2014.
Can you give us an idea of the kind of research, medical research, that's happening in Kentucky right now?
Well, there's lots of work going on. There are people studying heart cells to try to repair the damage caused by a heart attack. There are people working on cancer in many aspects. They're working on muscle deterioration, trying to understand how to prevent it. They're working on Alzheimer's and autism and everything else that affects people living in Kentucky and across the country, whether it's diabetes, problems facing us from diseases that actually originated in other nations but increasingly arrive in our country because of air travel and just because the world is a smaller place these days. So there's a wide variety of work going on.
You said that Kentucky is set to lose a little more than $7 million, but I'm looking at some of the other states here. I mean, California is expected to lose $180 million, Pennsylvania, $74 million. So is it really that dire in Kentucky, losing that $7 million?
Well, if you're one of the people whose job depends on that $7 million, it's dire. And this is all based on a percentage. It's not like California got singled out to have the biggest cut. California happens to get, because it's the highest population state,
right,
in part, but also because it is extremely rich in medical research, the conduct of medical research through many universities there and independent research institutes. It just happens that their 5% is a bigger number, but it all has the same impact. It means jobs lost. It means not only those actually doing the research, the scientists themselves and people who work in their laboratories, but also the businesses that rely on the conduct of that research. And that might be because they're supplying goods and services to the lab, or because people are using their dollars from their jobs to pay for everyday services in the community, and those dollars just aren't going to be flowing.
In terms of the business impact in Kentucky, are you able to forecast how many jobs potentially would be lost or how much revenue would be lost?
I'm not able to give you a chapter and verse on that, but we know that there is, in general, a factor of as much as 3 to 1 in terms of dollars lost and then what those dollars buy. So let's take that $7 million figure and multiply it times 3 for the peripheral organizations, businesses, and other people. It ends up all being jobs are engaged. So you can think of roughly $20 million of a hit in terms of just this lost from sequestration. And as you pointed out earlier, there are other sequestration impacts that the people of Kentucky are feeling right now. So it is, you know, it's a challenging time in our country, and our policymakers are charged with making difficult choices. I don't underestimate how difficult that is. But if they don't hear from their constituents, they're going to continue along the same path, and that might very well mean leaving sequestration in place, which, by the way, is a 10-year program of cuts, is not a one-time thing, and might even up the ante considerably, as I described earlier.
And Mary, this is a really big military state. A lot of folks work in the services here. And I've heard from families that are also being hit by sequestration. And, of course, they have an argument that says, well, why does it have to affect the military? Do you think it's more important, though, that we try and keep the NIH well-funded versus the other cuts that are happening across the board, like in the military?
Well, I would say that cuts to the military are equally concerning. The whole premise of sequestration, let's remember, is one that nobody thought was a good idea, and which members of Congress to this day, as well as the president, say is a lousy idea, and that we should find a different way to make strategic revenue decisions as well as cutting, you know, expenditure cutting decisions. And I mean strategic, meaning things that are in the best interest of the future of the country, as well as trying to find more ways that when you can identify that money is being wasted, let's just stop spending that. But it also may mean that we have to raise additional revenues. And you might be interested to know that in our work, because one of the things we do is commission public opinion polls, we know that more than half of Americans say they'd be willing to pay a dollar more a week in taxes. Imagine that, a dollar more a week in taxes, if they were certain that that money would be spent on additional medical research. So it's kind of an indication that there are some things that people feel are appropriate roles for the federal government, and they feel comfortable that their tax dollars are going toward that work.
Mary Woolley, thank you so much.
It was good to talk to you, Jonathan.